Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 14 regarding Erica, E-R-I-C-A, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Erica Brown is a 44-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/23/21. Appeared her right foot slipped and she fell on her left side. Per the result, she believes she injured her left ankle and knee and was seen in a virtual hospital emergency room the same day. Per she had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Per she states about 2 weeks after the injury she felt low back pain. Per she saw her primary care physician who prescribed medications. Per she did not undergo any diagnostics or physical therapy on the lumbar spine. Per she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Brown alleges she slipped and fell on 6/23/21, resulting in permanent injuries to her low back, comma, left leg, comma, ankle, comma, and foot. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show she was seen at the emergency department on 6/23/21. Period. She stated she fell at work, coming around a corner, and hurt her left knee and ankle. Period. She did not hit her head. She was able to straight leg raise maneuver, period. She underwent several x-rays to be inserted here, period. She then was treated and released, period. New paragraph, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rosen on 7/1/21, period. She conveyed her injury mechanism and experience at the emergency room, period. She had not worked since the accident, period. She did not report any low back symptoms, period. He wanted to see her x-ray reports. Since it was possible, she had a non-operative fracture of the distal left fibula. Per her left knee has a sprain and possibly an internal derangement. Per she did not want an injection in her knee today. Per she was going to continue with Motrin and participate in physical therapy. Per he concluded her knees are related to the accident that occurred at work on 6/23/21. Period. She followed up with Dr. Rosen on 7/8/21 when he had the opportunity to review the emergency room x-rays. Pretty then opined her diagnosis was aggravation of osteoarthritis of the left knee as well as probable non-displaced fracture of the distal lateral malleolus. Pretty she was going to continue with her ankle splint and begin physical therapy. Period. At the visit of 7/22/21, Ms. Brown related, in the last 2 days, she developed pain in her lower back, radiating to her left leg. Period, this was not present prior to this. Period, she did come in with one crutch and her left ankle brace. Period. She returned to the office that day for more pain in the left ankle, as the therapist attempted to do therapy on it. Period. Straight leg raise maneuver was negative on the right, but positive on the left at about 60 degrees, period. He injected corticosteroid preparation into her left knee, period. He also prescribed a Medrol dose pack, period. Dr. Rosen monitored her progress, period. New paragraph on 8/13/21. She underwent x-rays of the left ankle at the emergency room that was compared to the study of 7/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. She returned to Dr. Rosen on 8/9/21 to review those results. period. At that juncture, her major complaint was her low back pain. She was using a crutch to get around because of her low back. Her ankle had significantly improved. It had been arranged for her to see another physician for evaluation of the etiology of her lower back pain. Another corticosteroid injection was administered to the left knee. Her last documented visit with Dr. Rosen was on 9/9/21. Regarding her left ankle and knee, she was doing satisfactorily, but her lumbar spine was the major problem. He wrote, until he could take care of her back, there was not really much more he could do. Initially, he was doing satisfactorily, as was her left ankle. In regard to these problems, she would finish off therapy tomorrow and return to work on 9/13/21 regarding her left knee and ankle. Physical exam. General appearance inspection revealed atopic dermatitis on both arms. Extremities lower inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally. Motion of the right hip was full, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness at 15 degrees. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres of that crepitus or tenderness. Deep tendon reflexes were trace at the left, at the right patella and 0-1 at the left. These were 2+ at the Achilles bilaterally. That section is normal. Knee and ankle maneuvers normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with an exaggerated intalgic gait on the left and did not utilize a handheld assist device. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. She changed position slowly, was able to squat to 60 degrees. She complained of low back tenderness with all of these maneuvers. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 65 degrees. Left side bending was mildly and volitionally limited to 20 degrees. Right side bending, extension, and bilateral rotation were full. After gait maneuvers were checked and before range of motion was tested, she complained of pain and was crying. There was superficial tenderness to palpation about the left iliac crest and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasms, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without reticular complaints. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or reticular complaints were elicited. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 6/23/21, Erica Brown slipped and fell while at work, injuring her left lower extremity. She initially sought treatment at the emergency room where x-rays of these areas were performed, and she was placed in an ankle splint. She followed up with Dr. Rosen orthopedically. She continued her in conservative care and physical therapy. In paragraphs, Ms. Brown belatedly offered complaints involving the lumbar spine. She had initially unimpressive examinations of the lumbar spine by Dr. Rosen. He later described several positive findings. She has not undergone an MRI or CAT scan of the low back and did not receive any injections or surgery to it. New paragraph. The current exam found her to be markedly obese. She was reluctant to gown and was chaperoned by my female medical assistant / scribe. She had variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. With routine gait assessment, she complained of pain and was crying. Sitting straight leg raise maneuver was negative by laterally 90 degrees. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver elicited only low back tenderness at an obtuse angle, which is clinically inconsequential. Paired neural tension signs were negative. Paired modified provocative maneuvers at the knees and ankles were normal. Paired, she had decreased deep tendon reflexes at the patella bilaterally that are likely due to her obese body habitus. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot or ankle. Paired, in terms of the lumbar spine, these symptoms are unrelated to the subject event. Paired, first of all, she does not appear to have been symptomatic in the lower back until several weeks after the alleged injury. Paired, you informed me that she only began working for the insured on 5/22/21, about a month before this event. Paired, if she indeed had injured her lumbar spine on 6/23/21, it would be expected for her to be symptomatic in short order, on the size of a few days, period. She also asserted at one point she was using a crutch for her back pain. Period, this is not a typical type of treatment for low back pain, period. In any event, Dr. Rosen released her from care relative to the left lower extremity on 9/9/21, period. Her current exam is described above. That was consistent with signs of symptom magnification, period. New paragraph. I believe if Ms. Brown underwent diagnostic studies of the lumbar spine, they would show the expected degenerative changes in someone of her age and body habitus, period. She does not require further treatment, curative treatment on the lower back relative to the subject event, period. It is appropriate for her to seek treatment for this through her personal physician and insurance. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot or leg. Period. End.